It is just about 15 minutes after 7 a.m. Happy Thursday morning. And I have a long-lost wayward guest with me this morning. It's definitely been a hot minute. Things have been busy all around. I have Millersburg Police Chief Matt Shaner with me this morning. Good morning.
Morning. Yeah, I think last time I was here, school was still in session.
Ta-da! Guess what?
It's been a bit. Yeah, and today's the first day for West Holmes, and I do not know what East Holmes...
Next week. Next week is East Holmes.
Yeah, so school's back in, and I guess I'll start showing up once a month.
And so, you know, it's important to remind folks that school is starting back up, because sometimes when you don't have kids, you kind of lose track of that. But it's important when it comes to your morning commute and driving around schools.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, especially if you don't have kids, you don't pay attention to it near as much. But yes, the morning and afternoon commutes will be a little different. Time frame wise, just got to get out there. Give time. You know, it may take a few days for the bus routes to get their time settled. They're pretty good on what they're doing. But it's interesting, like for me in the morning when I come in, excuse me, that the, you know when the buses are coming, so you either need to be a little bit early so you don't have to get behind them, or if you can be a little bit behind them, let them get ahead enough of you, then it doesn't affect your drive. So people definitely change their patterns, and you can even see it like Christmas break. Things like that, people change their drive patterns. So it's one of those things, you know, around the school, the traffic's going to be, you've got the school zone sign, so it's going to be slowing down the traffic. Kids getting dropped off, kids walking to school. You just have to, we've always preached, you got to pay attention at all times. You know, didn't do it during the summer because it wasn't in here ever. You know, now the kids are gonna be heading to school, going to be up around the school. So again, it's time to pay attention. You know, during the day, they're going to be in and around the school area, and in the afternoons, I'm sure as long as the weather stays nice, they're going to be outside and enjoying it. So not only do you have to pay attention before and at the close of school, throughout the evening too, for the kids out playing.
And with their, you know, the first few days of school, they're excited. They're ready to see their friends that maybe they haven't seen all summer, and they may not be paying as good of attention or be back in their zone of, you know, paying attention to traffic and things like that. So it's extra important to be diligent. We all remember being kids.
Yeah.
There was no worries. You're like, hey! Yeah. And like, that's all that mattered, is we're getting over there to your BFF you ain't seen in 2 months. And
yeah.
Who cares there's a car flying at you at 50 miles per hour?
Exactly. It's just like the ball rolling into the street. You know, the kids fixed on the ball and doesn't pay attention to the world around them. So those of us that drive, we have the responsibility to pay attention to our surroundings. You know, it's never good to get in a crash. It definitely would not be good to hit, you know, injure another person, kid, pedestrian, adult pedestrian. It's just not a good thing. So you definitely gotta pay attention. You know, and with school coming in, the school area is, I guess you could say, hot zone for possible people darting into the roadway. You never know it. They walk down the sidewalk, even into parking lots. You gotta pay attention to the little ones, because they definitely are not, I shouldn't say definitely, there are some that do, but a lot of them are not thinking about how bad that would hurt if that car hit them. So
they don't even see the car.
Yeah, they're on their way. So yeah, driving, you know, out in the county, the bus stops, you know, for the most part, a lot of those are the same spot for a lot of years, you know, as the child grows up and goes through the school age. But you get the, you know, new child, new student starting here, kind of changes up where a bus stop might be. So, you know, as with anything else, Holmes County, we have a lot of little hills, little blind spots where you could go up over the hill and then all of a sudden the school buses stop there. You know, and just gotta pay attention.
That sounds like a familiar message, you know. Pay attention. And school zones and passing school buses are two things that you all, the police force, whether it be MPD, OSP, HCSO, you don't take those lightly. Those are very serious offenses. You're not getting out of it.
Right. Yeah. The passing stop school bus is one of the few that I can think of that we, the law enforcement officer, doesn't have to witness. Most traffic violations, we have to observe them. But a passing stop school bus, if the bus driver gets a plate number and able to, relatively identify what the vehicle was, gives a plate number, if it was a male or female driver, then they send us a notice and we do the investigation, write the citation, send it to court. And that is a mandatory appearance. There's no paying a waiver. There's nothing else. You got to go stand in front of the judge. And the fine on that is up to $500, and you could get a license suspension. Now, I've never seen anything maxed out at court like that, but, I would assume if maybe you were a person that's done it a few times, didn't learn the first time, maybe you would look at getting a max penalty, but that's what the max is, a $500 fine and could get a license suspension. But the big thing is that we do not, law enforcement, have to see the violation, and it's a mandatory appearance. There's no questions asked. It's a mandatory appearance.
You got to stand up there and explain why you thought it was okay to potentially put a child's life in danger.
Yeah.
Good luck on that one.
Yeah. and as technology advances, I don't know the number of buses. I don't know. Maybe they have them all. I know West Holmes has been implementing cameras on the buses to be able to show traffic. So, it's one of those things where that obviously is a very important piece of evidence if somebody's wanting, to fight the ticket. The people that I personally have dealt with that's passed a school bus was either completely oblivious or it upset that they got to the point of what I consider their point of no return. They didn't know what to do. They went, didn't want to put anybody in jeopardy, any harm to the children, felt bad about doing that, but we're at the point where they didn't know what to do and they went. However, it's when the red lights are out and they're flashing, the arms extended.
They give you plenty of warning.
Yeah, that's a no-go. The bus drivers usually are paying attention to traffic, and if there's a couple vehicles, they may, let those vehicles scoot by before they hit the red lights. And they're not intentionally out to get anybody either. Their goal is to pay attention to the children, make sure that they get home delivered safely. So that's what their goal is.
Exactly. And that's what everybody's goal should be, is for the kids to get to wherever they need to go safe and sound. We're going to take a quick little moment here. We'll be back. We've got a little hometown calendar and the birthdays for today. We are in the second half of your 7 a.m. hour, and I have Chief Matt Shaner from the Millersburg Police Department here in the studio. We've been talking back to school. West Holmes is heading back today, so you should be seeing those big yellow buses, or have seen, because they start real early for the older kids. And we've just been talking the importance of paying attention and not passing school buses. And how do things, we didn't get to this point, but how do things work in the school zone when the lights are on?
So the lights are on when the kids are expected to be coming and going from the school during recess hours. And, it's designated, in particular in town, it's designated with the pavement marking and then the flashing sign for the 20 mile an hour speed zone. There's times when there's a malfunction. There's a times when the timer on the school zone signs gets out of whack. Days that are holidays, sometimes it doesn't get programmed in, so they're on sometimes whenever it's not a true time period that needs to be done. But you get a flashing light, you see the signs, And it's pretty obvious. You know, I was coming out here this morning and the signs were on because the high school, middle school kids would be at the school, at the elementary school to get picked up. So they have the signs on. And people do. They, you know, they slow down. And we just, you know, there again, if you get cited, you know, you could go to the court and see the judge. And explain to him, you know, what exactly you were in such a hurry for. But, you know, it's another one of those things that we have. And the school zone is on Jackson Street in town, you know, basically on the hill, right in front of the school. So I don't know the exact feet before and after the school, but it's, I'm sure there's some, the law probably depicts on where, how big the zone can be and everything like that. I do not know that. I just know where the pavement markings are on the east and west side of the school and the signs, and that's where the school zone is. So, you know, but you see them out in the county along 39 where the high school is, both East Holmes and West Holmes, East Holmes, West Holmes. They have a designation, the school zone. Even the parochial schools have a designation for a school zone area. And it's, you know, basically during the restricted hours, when the school's in session, when the kids are expected to be coming and going or at recess.
When I was helping with a Safe Routes to School grant one time, they told me that the school zone is put generally by the property lines of the school, unless there's a lot of residential like in front of it. And sometimes I don't think it gets updated because I think some school zones are maybe smaller than as they grow their campuses.
Yeah.
And yep, you know, maybe need to be looked at. But that's how it was explained to me. That's been, it's been almost 10 years over. Oh, that's been over 10 years ago. So maybe they've changed things since then. You know, it's funny how you're like, that was 10 years ago. So, you know, just around here, we know where our main schools are. Some of those parochial schools and the Amish schools kind of may throw a surprise if you're out in the back roads. But
yep, but the majority of them, probably all of them, I don't know for certain, haven't been around all of them. But the majority of them, the ones that I go by, there's definitely signs up, you know, depicting where the school zone is. So, you know, just pay attention.
Again, be smart. Make good decisions.
Yep. You know, out in the county, especially the parochial schools, you know, those kids are walking or riding bikes along the roads. So that definitely, you know, you need to be paying attention. So not just in town, you know, the school's generating the children coming to them. Out in the county, the Amish population would be walking to their schools, riding their bikes, and that's something, you know, you definitely need to watch for. They don't have as much room as they don't have the nice groomed sidewalks, you know, things like that are in town. The county roads aren't so bad, you know, for the most part, and I'm sure some of the township roads are good too, but I know there's some that, you know, it's, you have the roadway and then you have a little bit of a berm. You know, we're talking like inches before you get into a ditch. So, you know, it's one of those things you definitely have to pay attention out in the county too. You know, a nice morning like this morning, the sun's shining. So if you're driving into the sun, you know, another thing you got to be cognizant of anytime is possibly somebody being on the side of the roadway, a bicyclist, a horse and buggy. So just general traffic safety. You know, when it's hard to see, it's hard to see, and you gotta take your time, pay attention. South end of town was kind of foggy this morning. I'm not sure if it was out west or not, but after I got down into the bottoms by the 62-83 split, the fog you could see start rolling in. So, you know, that's another thing. The buses they have their flashing lights, but they also have their white strobe on top. That you can see when they're driving, that stays on. I believe that stays on all the time. Has nothing to do with the traffic control devices on the truck. I think I'm not positive, but I definitely see a lot of them driving around when they're not picking up or dropping off students, and that strobe's going off. So a lot of times when it's foggy, you can see that, and you'll know that there's a school bus in the area.
And, you know, as we get started into the new school year, folks can expect to see a police presence around the school buildings, the school zones, school buses, where they travel areas.
Right. Yep.
We kind of making sure people are reminded that this is happening.
Yeah. We try to get out to the school buses or school bus stops. We try to get into the school zones. I try to make it up to the school pretty regularly during the week. So, you know, I'm actually in walking around while the kids get into school for the day. But like anything else, where it's a hit and miss. Obviously, if we had a set schedule, that's not anything that I would broadcast. So we're up and around. Even my midnight guys who are out whenever the first kids are getting picked up, the older kids, they make their rounds in town, trying to get near the bus stops, or simply just you follow the school bus through town. Because it definitely, I personally have had one time where I was the second car behind a school bus, and was following it, and it stopped like it should have, and somebody just drove right through the lights. And, you know, of course, they're looking at me because I was thinking, I can't believe you just did that with me. I'm clearly visible. The school bus is clearly visible. And then you deal with that. So, but yeah, we try to get as much visibility as we can. The safety of the kids is important.
It is the utmost importance. So it is very important to pay attention. Everybody, you know, it's cool if you want to say hi to the chief or any of the officers, you know, any of the new guys or whatever, but you don't want to do it like that. What, it's like the one guy in the reels, you know, don't meet me like this. Like,
yep. Yeah. I'd much rather talk to somebody, than be issuing a citation or dealing with somebody on a traffic stop. Talking to somebody one-to-one outside of, I mean, obviously it would be an official thing, but not taking enforcement action. That's when I'd rather be talking to people.
Yeah, so keep the kiddos safe. West Home starts today and is starting.
Yep, we're in the process.
Some of them, like the older ones, are already there. East Homes is next week on the 22nd, I believe. It's next week. Triway's already started. You know, there are some kids in Holmes County that go to Triway. And yes, they all, you know, one of the things, we talk about buses and walkers, but there's a lot of new drivers that this is their first time driving to school. Right. So they may be a little fresh.
Yeah.
Fresh, yep, out the oven.
And I'm sure, you know, at the high school, there's a traffic pattern. And the first year drivers are going to have to figure that out too. So, the whole dropping the kids off, picking the kids up, new students, driving to school, it caused a little bit of headache, delay in the parking lots around the schools. So just be patient, be safe. Everybody get in and out in due time.
All right. We're going to take a quick moment here. We've got hometown sports, and then we'll wrap things up with Chief Shaner here on WKLM. And it helps if I push the right buttons. We are at the end of the 7 o'clock hour. I think the 7 o'clock hour is the fastest it ever is when you come in and visit. Like, we just get talking and you just whoop, all of a sudden here it is. And so we focus today on school driving as school is starting and making good decisions.
Yep. The normal safety, paying attention. And, you know, got to watch your surroundings. It's just on, you know, the first few days of the school. So, you know, they'll have today and tomorrow and then next week. So it'll take a little bit for everybody. You know, everybody's got to get their groove back. And then you got to figure out, like I said, you know, earlier with the bus routes, got to figure out when you can be ahead of the bus or you get stuck behind the bus. But then if you can be behind the bus, you want to be far enough, delayed behind the bus, far enough that it doesn't affect your drive, your commute, wherever you got to go. Traffic in town is traffic in town.
What? There's traffic in town?
And then, you compound the school, the kids coming and going, the buses coming and going, and, everybody's just got to find their groove. Everybody just needs to relax. The best of my knowledge, we've never had anybody stranded anywhere at one spot forever. It's a delay. It stinks whenever you're stuck in the delay. But it'll get through. And once everybody kind of gets their groove, like I said, the bus drivers, if things change with their route, their timing might change a little bit. They'll figure it out. And things will get going. The majority of the year, the kids are in school. So it's something that you deal with for the majority of the year.
Should be au naturel.
Yeah. Yep.
But these yellow lights, they always in school or safety town, they're like, green means go, yellow means slow, red means stop. Well, you really got to work on the slow to stop with the yellows when it comes to school buses.
Yeah. Yep. It's
because as adults, it's caution. Yellow means let's get through that light.
The yellow is caution. So that's the biggest thing. If you would probably never hear a bus driver complain if somebody or everybody started to stop when they hit their yellows, if people are able to stop and for them to do their job at loading or unloading, you would probably never hear a bus driver complain about that.
I try to.
And I'm not saying it in a bad way. I'm just saying, they would be thankful. It gives them the added time, to make sure that things are safe. But it's, like I said, they're not out to get anybody, jam anybody up for running their red lights. That's just the procession, their order that their lights hit. They hit the yellows, let things kind of clear out or see that people are stopping, and then they hit their red lights. Arm comes out, kids get on or off the bus, and obviously if the child has to cross the street, it takes a little bit longer.
And make sure to tell your child to look both ways,
right,
twice. Yep. Before crossing.
Got to pay attention to the bus driver. They are the ones that tells them when to go, and you got to pay attention. The children need to pay attention even then, because it's not a unfortunately, it's not a safety shield. The red lights being out and the bus driver, things happen and got to pay attention.
And that is what is important. Paying everybody, all parties involved need to pay attention. So thank you, Chief Shaner, for rejoining with us after a little extended break there. And that was Chief Matt Shaner from the Millersburg Police Department. And we're going to take a quick moment and we'll be back with Hometown News on WKLM.